looking himself for a championship. Wow. A double play with three.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to Trinity High School. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents WPIAL Team Tournament Wrestling opening round matchup featuring Trinity and Kiski area. Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Uriah along with Greg Warnock and our WJPA Sports Network crew for tonight's game. Jacob Knisner is our producer in our downtown Washington studios. Nate Rigotti is our floor director here at Trinity with Brandon Bennett on the camera. Trinity is 8-0 in the tournament's top seed. Kiski is 8-9 and defeated Moon 33-24 in a preliminary match Monday night. 7-4 Plum is taking on 11-5 Norwin. Also tonight here at Trinity, our 6 o'clock winners will meet approximately 15 minutes after our first round to see who advances to Saturday's action at Peters Township, where the semifinals and finals will be held for both AA and AAA. Tonight's wrestling action is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. The Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, Main Street in Hickory, and online dayinsurance.com. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years, and Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, and Advanced Surgical Hospital. We'll take a look at the starting lineups as our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Back here at Trinity as we get ready for tonight's Trinity-Kiski match in the opening round of the team wrestling tournament. They're going to introduce the starting lineups here. Greg, before we get the starting lineups, these are just two very proud wrestling programs. Kiski with 5 WPIAL team titles, including 3 straight from 2017 through 2019. Trinity has won 9 WPIAL championships, 2 under the team format in 2002 and the first team tournament in 79. And 6 or 8, 7 more prior to that on individual points. We'll give you those starting lineups when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network right after this.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. Interest rates have gone up. We are currently paying 6.5% interest. What we offer is a safe, secure savings vehicle with no fees or charges, just guaranteed growth. If the stock market is making you nervous, or if you want a higher rate of return than what your local bank is paying, we need to talk. Call us at 724-228-3448. Stop by our office in Washington or Hickory for more details, or online at dayinsurance.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Getting underway with starting lineups now. Again, Trinity and Kiske here in the opening round, along with Plum and Norwin. Winners will meet to see who advances to the semifinals, and for whoever that team is, hopefully the finals as well, on Saturday at Peters Township. Greg didn't get a chance to get you in there before the last
but
two really proud programs with great history.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you know, two teams really in different angles right now, right? Trinity's up and coming. They've got their young guys here to the point where, you know, last year they got upset. They've really just come out this year and have looked like a different team as far as putting team first and really wrestling well. Kiske on the other side, a younger team. They got some couple of really good studs, but looking to try to grow. But, yeah, you mentioned the history of these two teams is phenomenal.
Yeah, and you know, one of the big names for Kiske, who has yet to wrestle this season, although is weighed in tonight. Not sure whether or not he's going to go. That's Mark Gray, who is, again, weighed in. But just got injured early in the season and just now just about getting ready to get back into action.
Yeah, so I'm out there warming up with Cooper Roskowski before the match. So we'll see if he ends up going. I bet he does because of the fact of where they're starting in the match, too, at 145. Kiske area is very strong in the upper weight, so expect them to come out with a bang early on, and Trinity may have to claw back.
So let's get those starting lineups for you off the weigh-in sheets. We are going to start at 145 pounds, but we'll give you the lineups from 107 on up. Trinity has two wrestlers weighed in at 107, Kai Bland and Mickey Horn.
For Kiske area, it'll be Peyton King.
114 pounds for Trinity, Jacob Wright.
And for Kiske area, it's Dominic Rowland.
At 121 pounds, two wrestlers weighed in for Trinity, Dominic Canale and James Eakin.
Two for Kiske area as well, Aiden Burley and Clayton Kramer.
At 127 pounds, two Trinity wrestlers weighed in, Frank Fedorchak and Zane Garner.
At 127, John DeLuca for Kiske area.
133 pounds for Trinity, it's Devin Junko.
And for Kiske, it'll be Jackson Pollock.
139 pounds, two wrestlers weighed in for the Hillers, Bear Bruckner and Blake Reiner.
And 139 for Kiske area. They also have two guys, Tyler Bollinger as well as Caden Jackson.
Hillers have two wrestlers weighed in at 145, Thomas Allison and Luke Poland.
At 145 for the Cavaliers, it's Isra Keitzer.
152 pounds, again, Trinity with two wrestlers weighed in, Jackson Bruckner and Rocco Machetta.
For Kiske area, they have one at 152, Travis Shearer.
160 pounds, Trinity has Ian Holub and Kale Nicolella weighed in.
160 for Kiske area, Riley Shearer weighed in.
172 pounds for Trinity, it's Bodie Morgan.
172, Evan Artman as well as Mark Gray.
Hillers have two wrestlers weighed in at 189, Robbie Allison and Adam Watson.
And for Kiske area, Cooper Roskowski is weighed in as well as Abram Taylor.
215 pounds, two more wrestlers weighed in for Trinity, Jason Minnie and Jalem Tinsley.
At 215, Alex Akerly as well as Luke Geltz for Kiske area.
And at 285, the Hillers have two wrestlers weighed in, Jake Banco and Nicholas McAdams.
And 285 for Kiske area, James Grimm. Ryder Ekus not weighed in it for typically their 285-pounder.
You know, and I guess it's deserves mentioning, I don't know that it has ever happened in this AAA team tournament that Cannon McMillan and Waynesburg were both not involved.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was, the 90s, the last time Cannon McMillan wasn't in a team tournament. And You know, they had some injuries there earlier in the season and tried to get healthy for that last match, but just couldn't win enough dual meets to be able to get into the team tournament. So, yeah, it's definitely a different feel. The top two teams from last year not in the team tournament.
Kiske, I mentioned 8-9, 3-2 in the section. Section one finished tied for second with Plum. Both teams were 3-2. Fox Chapel won that section at 5-0. For the Trinity Hillers, 5-0 in section play, finishing ahead of West Allegheny. And you know, it's just going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out. You know, you mentioned it, Greg. There are a lot of teams. And a number of people I've talked about, you know, no one team looks like they are head and shoulders above anybody else. So it's a lot of teams have a shot to win this thing in AAA.
Oh, no doubt about it. There's definitely, you know, don't want to take anything away from these four teams, but there's five or six you feel confident that, hey, these teams should make it into the semifinals. But, yeah, at the end of the day, no team is really safe at this point to say, hey, they're going to be in the final.
Finishing up with our introductions, we'll be back and start wrestling AAA team tournament action here on the WJPA Sports Network. We'll get started when we come right back.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near Consol Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
Just about ready to get started here at Trinity. Again, matches starting at 145 pounds, which means the next round will start at 152. In AAA, there are four sites being used tonight. Obviously, Trinity, the top seed, wrestling Kiske here along with Norwin and Plum. Bethel Park is also hosting in the top half of the bracket. Blackhawks are taking on North Hills, and also at Bethel Park, North Allegheny and Baldwin face off. Connellsville is the number four seed. They are hosting. They wrestle Ringgold at six. Also, Peters Township and Fox Chapel are at Connellsville. And Franklin Regional is the number two seed. They are hosting, taking on Pine Richland, with West Allegheny and Latrobe squaring off at Franklin Regional. And of course, all four of those sites, you have opening round matches and then a quarterfinal match with the winners advancing to see which four teams come out to the semifinals, which will be wrestled Saturday. Of course, AA action tonight over on 95.3 FM. We've got action from Quaker Valley, McGuffey and Freedom, with Quaker Valley taking on Hopewell, and then the quarterfinal matches to follow there as well. So we're going to start at 145 pounds. Going to try to confirm our matchup here.
Waiting on an announcement. I think they said Luke Poland for Trinity, and for Kiske area, Caden Jackson.
So those two underway. Shot at the legs by Poland. Whizzer by Jackson, but Poland drives Jackson to a sitting position and then to his back. Got, I think, just a note. He got a two count, did Poland, so he gets two and two, and they're out of bounds 33 seconds in.
Good start here for Luke Poland. Takedown right to his back. Get that early lead. And if you're Trinity in some of these closer matches. You want to try to get bonus. Make up for what could be a Kiske run here in the heavier weights.
Jackson trying to get up to his feet, but not able to off the whistle. Poland working out to the left side, bars the left arm, also on the right wrist. Driving, trying to turn Jackson over. Jackson was an interesting in that, as the two go out of bounds with 58 seconds to go in the first period, Jackson weighed in at 145, but his weight is 138 and a half. So he did not, because he did not get on the scale at 130 for the weigh-in at 139, he is not eligible in that weight class.
Hmm.
I was talking to Chris Heater, the head coach of Kiske, and he wasn't really sure about that. But I think he had planned on going with Jackson at 45 all along, so he didn't seem too concerned about it as he gets to his feet here, but quickly Poland trips him back to the mat. Two go to the edge, 30 seconds left first period. And Poland with a half Nelson stacks Jackson up, puts him to his back, now steps to the side with that half, trying to keep Jackson in bounds. 17 seconds to go in the period. Poland out front trying to chin the left shoulder down.
He had him flat for a moment, but gave him a little bit of reaction time. So,
and there's the fall with just 4 seconds to go in the first period. Luke Poland of Trinity with a fall at 104. Puts the Hillers up 6-0. Second down, 152 pounds coming up when we come right back.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Trinity bumps T.J. Allison up to 152 pounds from 145 to take on Kiske's Travis Shearer, and Allison with the opening takedown.
Looking for big points here from T.J. Allison. Are the Hillers. He's ranked number 5 in the WPIAL by PA Power Wrestling, number 20 in the state.
May have heard a whistle, but that was from over on the other mat. Still wrestling here with Allison riding and leading 2-0. 45 seconds to go in the opening period. 6-0 team lead for the Hillers.
Yeah, I was just looking to see where they're going to post these team scores so we can keep an eye on Plum and Norwin.
I think they have flip cards at the scorer's table that we cannot see from here. Neither of the wall scoreboards in use.
Yeah, they had like a projector screen on the back. They kind of have to lean forward for, but I don't even see the scores updating there. We'll try to keep an eye out, though.
Shearer to his feet. Allison drops down on the legs as they go to the edge of the mat with 10 seconds to go in the first period, and they're out of bounds.
Good job by Shearer here just to continue the movement. Hop from underneath, not letting Allison get to any kind of holds.
Nearing the end of the first here, and Shearer tries to get to his feet. Time will run out in the period. 2-0 for Allison of Trinity after one. Allison will defer choice. And Shearer wants to start the second on the bottom.
Allison just wants to put him on his feet. got the early takedown and really tried to get to some holds. So I think now he's really looking at more of a maybe a takedown, lit him up type scenario.
So 2-1 with the escape. Now an underhook for Allison. Trying to muscle Shearer over to his back. Shearer on his side right now. Allison is going to drive Shearer over to his back. Takedown makes it 4-1. Back point's coming, but the pin comes for T.J. Allison of Trinity in 2 minutes and 27 seconds. The Hillers quickly jump out to a 12-0 team lead. 160-pound bout coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Kale Nicolella for Trinity, quickly in on a single, takes down Riley Shearer of Kiste, 12 seconds in, and Nicolella going to a half Nelson, working out to the left side, but can't get that in deep. He'll spin back around behind.
Good start here for the Hillers, and Nicolella looking to add to that.
Goes to a cradle. He's got back points coming. Shearer on his back, back with a lot of time left in the period.
Trying to lock in that, get that knee in the side. Shearer, nice job being able to rock back and forth and get off of his back.
Nicolella gets the three near fall to go up 5-0. Nicolella trying to turn Shearer over again. He's trying to work back to that cradle again. Can't get the hands locked. Gets back around behind. Had an ankle. Shearer stands up. Nicolella drops to the left leg. Shearer tried to reach in, but now Nicolella's out front with that short bar again. It's the way he turned Shearer over earlier. But Shearer turns in, stands up. Shearer trying to get around behind, but he does get up and out for an escape. So it's 5-1.
Good job by Shearer there, battle tough. Able to try to get a couple trip scenarios.
Final 25 seconds of the first period. Nicolella shoots, gets to the left leg, keeps driving, picks up the takedown. Goes up 7-1 late in the first. Ties up a leg, trying to get a half in late in the period. So far, Shearer able to stay off of his back. Period will end. It's going to be 7-1. Kale Nicolella of Trinity. Second period when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. Interest rates have gone up. We are currently paying 6.5% interest. What we offer is a safe, secure savings vehicle with no fees or charges, just guaranteed growth. If the stock market is making you nervous, or if you want a higher rate of return than what your local bank is paying, we need to talk. Call us at 724-228-3448. Stop by our office in Washington or Hickory for more details, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Start of the second period, Riley Shearer of Kiske takes bottom position. Hillers getting two falls to start the match, so they're up 12-0. We're at 160 pounds. 7-1 here at the start of the second period for Trinity's Kale Nicolella. He's riding with a 7-1 lead, trying to go up top and get a cradle locked in.
Some good news for the Hillers as well. Mark Gray is not warming up, so it looks like he may not go for the Cavaliers.
Nicolella walked out front, kind of got the arms bundled up, and he's got Shearer on his back and in trouble. A lot of time left in the second period. Nicolella trying to make it three straight pins for Trinity. Shearer trying to bridge out. Nicolella just driving chest on chest, but he's going to lose the combination that he had. He's got three near fall points coming. They are now awarded, so Nicolella up 10-1. Just under a minute to go in the second. Shearer turns in and stands up. He's three for one to make it 10-2.
What's really encouraging about the way Trinity's wrestling right now early on is they're looking for the fall. They're looking to try to get six. And then if they don't see the six, now they're looking, hey, I got to get points on the board to get a major. And that's just a totally different mindset than what we saw a year ago from Trinity. So very encouraging that the different mindset and the team philosophy they have going.
Nicolella shoots after a stoppage, gets in deep on a double. Dumps Riley Shearer to a sitting position, and Nicolella going to get that takedown. Go up 12-2 late in the second.
Yeah, major decision in hand.
Nicolella looks over his shoulder, sees time running out, and he leads 12-2 after two. Third period at 160 pounds coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Kale Nicolella of Trinity with a takedown to start the third period, so he's up 14-2. You know, Greg, it's really pretty simple when you get into dual meets, especially ones that you expect to be close. You want to maximize bonus points when you're getting them, and you want to minimize them when you're on the short end of it. It's really that simple.
It really is. Fill every weight class. I think that's the first and foremost. Once you fill every weight, then yeah, you're absolutely right, Mark. Get those bonus points any chance you can get, especially with the way different teams are matched up. And a guy like Kale Nicolella, ranked number 6 in WPIL by PA Power Wrestling, he's got to come out and make a statement. And he's certainly done that here for Trinity.
Halfway through the third period, Nicolella riding and leading 14-2. But again, an opportunity to add yet another team point, or perhaps two.
Cradle locked in right now. Just trying to set it up.
Nicolella getting those hands locked, burying his head in the side of Kiske's Riley Shearer, now turning him over with a couple of back points coming.
And he's three for the tech, and it looks like he'll get that tech potentially. Still only got two.
Yeah, and only 20 seconds to go in the period.
Good job by Shearer that time, able to bridge off.
There are the two near falls for Nicolella, and with 10 seconds to go,
can he get a quick takedown?
And escape with 6 seconds left. And boy, Shearer looked over to the corner. And just as he did, Nicolella shot in. But Nicolella not going to be able to get that takedown. He does win 16-3. Major decision to give Trinity a 16-0 team lead after three bouts. We'll go to 172 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saris Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sariscandies.com.
172-pound matchup. Evan Artman for Kiske, Bodie Morgan for Trinity. Scoreless and a stalemate 39 seconds in.
And Mark Gray not going here tonight for Kiski area. Bodie Morgan a little banged up as well. He had injury default this past weekend.
And he gives up the takedown here to Artman.
Yeah, you got to wonder. He's got that big brace on his left knee.
Morgan trying to turn in and now stand up. He gets one. So 2-1 and neutral. Under a minute to go in the first. Nice duck under there by Morgan to get the takedown and go up 3-2.
Yeah, it looks smooth on that one. And now he wants to try to go to work on top.
...16-0 team lead for the Hillers after three bouts. Morgan working on the spiral ride on top. Took a look at the clock, which now has 20 seconds to go in the first. And with a tilt here, Artman goes over, and he's going to give up back points late in the first.
Yeah, nice two-on-one tilt. Morgan went across his own back to pull him over.
And he gets three near fall points out of it, does Bodie Morgan, so he leads 6-2 at the end of one. Morgan with choice here to start the second, wants to start on the bottom.
Yeah, he didn't know what to do. He's like, do I go top? Do I go neutral? And he decides to go on the bottom. I think they called it on the other mat there, so just a restart here.
Morgan right to his feet. Artman picks him up, sets him down. Early second period, 6-2 for Bodie Morgan of Trinity. And now Morgan stands up and gets free for one to make it 7-2. Morgan, nice little slide by there, and he trips Artman to the mat before they go out of bounds. Takedown makes it 9-2.
Yeah, getting a little bit of a groove now is Bodie Morgan.
Morgan breaks Artman down to start the resumption of the second period here. You know, you mentioned Mark Gray was weighed in here, but did not wrestle. Chris Heater basically said, you know, I talked to him a little bit about Gray, and he said he's ready. They do have some matches scheduled next week, so I think that was kind of more the plan. Get him some action next week, and try to get him ready for individuals.
Yeah, and it's a tall ask to have your first match come out against a guy like Bodie Morgan, because these two guys are going to be two guys fighting to try to get one of the top spots in the WKIL.
Armbar and a fall as Morgan stacks Artman up and gets the pin with 35 seconds to go in the second period. So 3:25, time of the fall. Hillers pin in three of the first four matches, lead 22-0. 189-pound bout. 89-pound bout coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Consol Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Couple of forfeits here. We're going to try to confirm this, but Cooper Roskowski, I believe, took the forfeit at 189, and Abraham Taylor bumped up to 215 to take a forfeit. So it's 22-12 in favor of Trinity now, and we are at 285. I believe it's Jace Banco for the Hillers.
The James Grimm for Kiski area.
Grimm bumping up from 215. So it's Grimm and Banco. Again, team score now 22-12 in favor of Trinity.
On the other mat, it's 9-3. Norwin out in front, leading Plum as of now. I believe they're through four weights. Yeah, you look at the couple of forfeits Trinity gave up, and you got to wonder, what happened here? What's going on? Cooper Roskowski is the number one ranked wrestler in the WPIL, number four in the state by PA Power Wrestling. Abram Taylor, number six in the WPIL, 13 in the state. Trinity feels comfortable with the way the rest of this match is going to go. You save your guys. You don't put them out there and risk any injury if you don't feel like they can make it 6 minutes against guys. And Robbie Allison, one of those guys that could have went.
And, you know, there is a little bit of a thing with momentum, too. You know, you don't, you know, the other team, Kiski's going to get fired up if they go out there and get a couple of falls. And then, you know, maybe that affects the next guy that comes out and the next and the next. And, you know, there's something to be said for that, too. Here's Banco flattening Grimm to his stomach and spinning behind for the opening takedown. First period going to come to an end here. It's going to be 2-0 for Jace Banco of Trinity. Second period at 285 coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Jace Banco of Trinity deferred his choice to the second period. And we had
a reversal
for James Grimm of Kiski. I thought he had gotten one. That's why I was confused. I'm thinking, shouldn't it be 3-2? But no, it was a reversal. Here's Banco up and nearly out. And he does get out as the two-step out of bounds with a minute 11 to go in the second. And now it's 3-2 for Banco. Glad you're with us on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington. Online, WJPA.com, on the WJPA Sports Network. Excited to be offering video now when available.
Yeah, Banco here is able to get that takedown in the first. Wants to just try to control the ties.
Under 40 seconds left in the second, on their feet. Trinity with three pins and a major decision to go up 22-0, then back-to-back forfeits to make it 22-12. Danko and Grimm kind of pushing and shoving. Danko weighed in at 269.6. Mentioned that Grimm bumped up from 215.
Now you look at the Cavaliers lineup, though, going back up to 107. And really, Kiski area stronger in that top half. Ryder Ekus typically at this weight class for the Cavaliers. He is not in the lineup. He's a top eight ranked wrestler. You already got through the Roskowski and Taylors, you know, the strength of the Cavaliers. Yes, you got six, but Trinity's looking strong the rest of the way in this one.
Start of the third period. Banco on top. I was mistaken. Grimm did not bump up from 215. He weighs 263, so relatively even here with Banco riding and leading 3-2 early in the third. Grimm up to his feet, spins free for the escape to tie the match at three. Two just grinding here in the neutral position. Grimm tried to run and get around behind Banco, but Banco able to break free of that. Just tying up, pushing back and forth with under a minute to go in regulation.
Got to give it to Grimm. He, you know, Banco was controlling the ties early on. Now Grimm's getting inside, working the head a bit, trying to work his angles.
I got to tell you, looking at the weigh-in sheet says 269.6 for Banco and 263.8 for Grimm. That looks like a lot more than a six-pound difference, doesn't it?
It does.
And I mean that in Banco's favor. Banco around the head with 19 seconds to go.
Had a pair of drag-by attempts for Grimm. One of those he got behind him on. Banco hit with a stalling call.
First call against Banco. Now Banco shoots, misses the leg. Grimm gets on top. Now he's going to turn Banco over. 2 seconds to go. The fall came, but the clock was at zero. They're going to have to check this. That was awfully close. I'm not sure that fall's going to count. Grimm absolutely will win the match. No question about that. But as soon as the official slapped the mat, I looked and the scoreboard said triple zeros, but it looks like the fall is going to stand. So the fall comes at 5:59 for James Grimm. It's now 22-18 Trinity. 107-pound bout coming up when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. Interest rates have gone up. We are currently paying 6.5% interest. What we offer is a safe, secure savings vehicle with no fees or charges, just guaranteed growth. If the stock market is making you nervous, or if you want a higher rate of return than what your local bank is paying, we need to talk. Call us at 724-228-3448. Stop by our office in Washington or Hickory for more details, or online at dayinsurance.com.
I believe it's Mickey Horn for Trinity against Peyton King, and Horn quickly with a takedown to go up 2-0. So the fall giving the Cavaliers some life as they're now within 4 points. Horn trying to stem that tide as he works out front here, 30 seconds in.
And that's just a fall you can't give up there in a tied match late. I know you get, you're tired, you get turned to your back, but you can't give that up.
Underhook and Horn rolls King over to his back. King trying to roll through, and he will. But 2-2 for Horn, so he leads 4-0, and now he goes to a cradle. Stacks King up, has him in trouble and pinned in 54 seconds. Mickey Horn answers with a fall for the Hillers. Gets the team lead back to 10 points, 28-18, 114-pound bout coming up when we come right back.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Dominic Rowland for Kiske, Jacob Wright for Trinity, 31 seconds in. No score. This is 114 pounds. We've only had two matches go the distance, one into overtime, obviously, but a lot of falls, a couple of forfeits as well.
I feel like we even see it in the tournaments that we cover anymore, Mark. More falls than ever before. And seeing it here in some of the matches, too.
Over a minute gone, still scoreless here between Roland of Kiske, Wright of Trinity. They tie up. Down to 40 seconds left in the first. Wright reaching for a leg, didn't get it. Now Roland does the same. Wright sprawls back. Wright around the head, working through the legs, trying to walk around behind. 15 seconds to go in the period. Wright trying to hook a leg as he spins behind, and he will get the takedown late in the first period.
Just a nice job staying with it for Wright.
Wright up a little bit high. Got the spiral in the first period end, so 2-0 for Jacob Wright of Trinity at the end of one. Roland with choice wants to start the second on the bottom.
Big takedown late, not giving up that escape. Puts Wright in a good position here to begin the second period.
Roland trying to figure out where to go here. Wright staying in control on top, working up high.
Update on the Norwin Plum score. It is 9-9. So Plum has come back to tie it up.
Again, the winner of these two matches will meet approximately 15 minutes after this first round is complete. Leg in for Trinity's Jacob Wright. Wright was third at the Tri-County tournament. Works with that leg with under a minute to go in the second period.
Got that leg pretty deep in there and just trying to work cross body. He's in a good position right now. He's going back and forth between grabbing the leg, now working up towards the head.
Down to 25 to go in the period. All right. Kind of loses the leg. He's got it wrapped around the waist. Still in control up top with a Nelson.
Look at that power half.
Yeah, he's got Roland at about 90 degrees trying to break the plane to where he can get a near fall count going here. But the second period ends 2-0 for Jacob Wright of Trinity after two. Third period at 114 pounds coming up on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with sign-ups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Trinity's Jacob Wright choosing bottom position for the third. Dominic Rowland of Kiske was cautioned for a false start. 2-0 for Wright. Trinity with a 10-point team lead. We started at 145. We're now at 114. Wright trying to tuck an elbow and roll, and he does now roll over on top of Rowland. And Rowland is injured. I believe we got the reversal there for Wright to make it 4-0. And now the injury time for Dominic Rowland.
Yeah, it looks like it was a left shoulder. He went right down as soon as that reversal happened. He's in some pain. You got to wonder if maybe that popped out. That's definitely a left shoulder they're taking a look at there.
Wright, meanwhile, talking in his corner. Head coach Ron Tarquinio.
Yeah,
Trinity really here in a pretty good spot, you know, being up 10, you know, going into the lighter weights where, you know, they still have Dom Canale, they still have Blake Reiner, you know, coming up. And you still have some, you know, obviously quality guys as well in the lineup, but obviously those two studs really there to anchor things for the Hillers.
Injury clock down to 37 seconds for Rowland.
Yeah, the way he's kicking that mat, I don't see him going. Looks like it will be an injury default win.
Well, that's first of all, it's a tough break for Kiske area and Rowland. It'll be 4 minutes and 29 seconds time of the default. But, you know, it was a 4-0 match, certainly one that Rowland had a reasonable chance to get back in and perhaps win it. Now if he defaults, you give up 16 points, and that's, you're already down 10. That's tough.
Yeah, he wasn't going to give up bonus, that's for sure. Even if he took the loss, he was not going to give up six. So that's 3 team points now. Kiske area was not looking to give up, and now they will.
So again, 4:29. 4:29 time of the injury default, and that will make the team score 34-18 in Trinity's favor. And we'll go to the 121-pound bout in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near CONSOL Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Dom Canale for Trinity, Clayton Kramer for Kiske area at 121 pounds. And Canale fights off the shot, steps in, ties up a leg, and gets the opening takedown.
Yeah, going right to work, getting some back points is Canale. Canale ranked number 5 in the WPIAO, number 13 in the state by PA Power Wrestling.
Canale with some nice tournament finishes this year.
You got three near falls to go up 5-0. Kramer up to his feet and free for one. So 5-1 in neutral midway through the first. Canale shoots in on a double right on the edge of the mat. And he'll finish that off. Doesn't have the two just yet. There it is.
Now a cradle locked in.
Oh, my. Kramer stacked up in some trouble here. A lot of time to go in the period. And there's the fall for Canale in 1 minute and 15 seconds. Hillers now up 40-18 with three to go. And we'll go to 127 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
John DeLuca for Kiski Area, Zane Garner for Trinity at 127 pounds. 40 seconds in, 2-0 for DeLuca. Trying to go across his own back and get to a tilt. And now they are out of bounds.
Very good. Caution here. And Garner.
Hillers have clinched it here mathematically as Garner rolls and tries to catch DeLuca up a little bit high. DeLuca with a leg in, though, trying to drive a half in, and now Garner does reach up over top, pull DeLuca over. So Garner with a reversal ties it at two. Now going around the head, includes that right arm in there. Garner digging his heels into the mat, trying to put DeLuca away, and he does in a minute and 25 seconds. Yet another pin for the Hillers, 46-18. Trinity leads with two bouts to go. We'll go to 133 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
133-pound matchup, Jackson Pollock for Kiski Area, Devin Junko for Trinity, scoreless, 40 seconds in. Pollock around the head, now to the legs. Gets to a double. Junko reaches up over top. Goes to the funk. Still neutral here. Now Junko comes out the back door, and he's the one working on a single. And he gets the takedown.
Great job with that funk roll, really being able to keep that hold of that leg, bring it back up to his feet, and getting a takedown, Devin Junko.
2-on-1 on the wrist for Junko. Picks up an ankle, breaks Pollock flat to his stomach. Back to that right wrist. Pollock trying to get to his knees, but just can't stay there. Late first period. And we'll come to the end of the first. Pollock not going to be able to get free. 2-0 for Devin Junko at the end of one. This event and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the express written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved, copyright 2024. Junko starting the second period on the bottom.
He was in a dangerous position. Sat out a little too far, almost got chinned back. It looked like he was going to get put onto his back momentarily.
And now he's up and out for one to go up 3-0.
Trinity will have a little bit more of a break. Looks like the other match between Plum and Norwin. Thinking that's 285 out on the mat right now. So they've yet to go to 107 all the way up to 139. We're here. We got this one and one more to go. So the Hillers, who have guaranteed their spot in the quarterfinals, are going to get a bit of a break.
And nice to be at home. You can go back to your own locker room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pollock and Junko out of bounds. 101 to go in the second. On their feet here with Junko leading 3-0. Team score 46-18 in favor of the Hillers. Junko to the right leg, but out of bounds, unable to finish. Good to be back in the saddle after about 6 weeks or so out of action.
I was wondering if you're going to be able to sit through two matches.
Oh, sitting is not a problem.
Okay. Stalling call that came on Kiske, on Pollock.
So 16 seconds to go in the second as they restart on their feet. Junko reached for a leg. Time will run out in the second. It's going to be 3-0 for Devin Junko of Trinity. After two, third period coming right up on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Start of the third period, Jackson Pollock of Kiske area taking bottom position. Pollock able to get to his knees. Junko strong on top.
Yeah, Junko really in a position where he can wrestle his own match, not forced to try to go pick up six.
Pollock on his knees, but now he'll try to roll. Junko able to keep his weight back. To work toward the edge with under a minute left in the third period. Two go to the edge of the mat and out with 45 seconds left.
Nice job of riding here this period by Junko. Go,
40 seconds left. Junko continues to work that left wrist.
And so it looks like he's trying to get that two on one, but every time he gets him flattened out, or look to potentially tilt, he loses control.
Final 15 seconds. There's a roll by Pollock trying to get around behind, and he'll get one before they go out to make it 3-1.
Bob Gregg's favorite thing is, I think that's two or nothing there in that scenario, and that mercy, hey, here's one.
I've heard that once or twice over the years. Time going to run out. It's going to be a 3-1 win for Devin Junko of Trinity. Hillers go up 49-18 with one bout to go at 139 pounds. We'll have it when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Blake Reiner of Trinity quickly takes down Ty Bollinger of Kiski area and puts him to his back as he walks all the way out front. Reiner, back-to-back third place finishes in the WPIAL the last 2 years. Also reached the state semifinals last year before finishing fifth. And he'll end it with a fall here in 30 seconds for the Hillers. And they win it big, 55-18. And we will recap the match when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase fan uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near Consol Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Back here at Trinity, we will recap the 55-18 final that the Hillers defeated Kiski. Let's get you an update, though, first on the Norwin Plum match.
Yeah, Norwin is leading there 30-15, and I believe they are at 107, I believe is where they're at right now. So still a ways to go.
I believe it's 121 on the scoreboard there.
I say that, but Landon Sidden is right here warming up next to me, and he's 114, so that tells me that's 107, even though it says 121 up there.
All right. In any case, Trinity will take on the winner of that match. And let's recap here. As we started at 145 pounds, Trinity got back-to-back falls to get things going tonight. Luke Poland at 145 with a fall in 1 minute and 4 seconds over Kiski's Caden Jackson to make it 6-0. T.J. Allison then followed with a fall in 2 minutes and 27 seconds at 152 pounds over Kiski's Travis Shearer to make it 12-0. And then the Hillers got a major decision at 160 pounds from Kale Nicolella, 16-3 over Riley Shearer. That was at 160 pounds to make it 16-0. And then another fall for the Hillers from Bodie Morgan at 172 pounds, 3 minutes and 25 seconds over Evan Artman. That put the Hillers up 22-0. The Hillers then forfeited the next two bouts. First at 189 pounds to Cooper Roskoski of Kiski area to make it 22-6. And then to Abraham Taylor at 215 pounds to make it 22-12. Then the Cavaliers got to within 4 points at 285 pounds. Jace Banco and James Grimm tied at three at the end of regulation, and then Grimm pinned Banco with just 1 second to go in the overtime period. So 6:59 total time there for the fall for Grimm to make it 22-18. But the Hillers came back and got a fall at 107 pounds from Peyton King in 54 seconds, or excuse me, from Mickey Horn over Peyton King to stretch the lead back out to 10 points, 28-18. Unfortunate situation for Kiske Area at 114 pounds. Dominic Rowland had to injury default at 429. He got reversed by Jacob Wright of Trinity and appeared to injure his shoulder in the process and had to default. So six Trinity team points, and it was a 4-0 lead for Wright at the time. But 16 points on the default to make it 34-18, and then a couple of more falls for Trinity, 121 pounds. Dom Canale, a minute and 15 seconds, pinning Clayton Kramer to make it 40-18, 127 pounds. Zane Garner with a fall over John DeLuca in 1 minute and 25 seconds to make it 46-18. Devin Junko with a hard-fought 3-1 win at 133 pounds for Trinity over Jackson Pollock of Kiske Area to make it 49-18, and then the fall in 30 seconds for Blake Reiner of Trinity. Again, just 30 seconds at 139 pounds over Ty Bollinger to get us to our final score of 55-18. We're going to have to make a decision about who our outstanding wrestler of the match is.
There's a lot
got,
of them.
We've got 30 seconds to make that decision, so it's time to recognize the outstanding wrestler brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. We'll make that decision and have it for you in 30 seconds.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, after some debate, and let's face it, I mean, let's, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 falls for
yeah.
Trinity tonight. So you could pick any one of those seven guys. But, I mean, I base my votes for Mickey Horn on this fact, that Kiske, after two forfeits and then the win by fall at heavyweight, had pulled them to within 4 points. Mickey Horn comes out at 107 and gets a fall in 54 seconds, extends the lead back out to 10, and the Hillers are then able to pull away. So we're going to go with Mickey Horn as the outstanding wrestler of the night. Brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
And if my math is correct, they will wrestle Norwin. You were correct, Mark. It was at 121. I looked, Lance Sitton actually weighed in at 121, even though he's a 114-pounder, to bump to 127. So it is now, if I've been trying to follow it through all the crowd of people, but I believe it's 36-27. Norwin out in front as they are at 139, the last bout of the match. So looks like it will be Norwin Trinity will be wrestling here coming up next.
And again, that will be approximately 15, maybe 20 minutes after the conclusion of that Plum-Norwin match, which is still going on right now. So we'll send it back to our downtown studios in the meantime. And just a note that tonight's wrestling is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. The Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. And Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, an Advanced Surgical Hospital. So that will do it for the Trinity-Kiske match. And Round two coming up in just a bit here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.